The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, and welcome to My Brother, and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What up, Trav Nation? It's me, your middlest brother, Travis Vroom Vroom McElroy.
Hey, what's up? This is Griffin McElroy, the youngest brother, built Ford Tough. What are we doing today, guys?
Did you see that I shortened
I did.
My thing.
I felt
oh,
good.
A calling.
And, I'll be honest, Trav, I felt like you were giving me a little bit more room to play, because sometimes I worry about catchphrase fatigue by the time it gets around to me. But it does feel like you're leaving me a little bit of corn on the cob for me on the big corn cob we share.
I'm going to be faster than fear of someone else talking.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So you would describe your relationship with other people talking as a fear?
Well, because it's so boring, you know, okay. When someone else talks and it's just not as good. Hey, we got an update from Jimmy O regarding our swear data.
Okay, I was going to say,
swear stats.
Much love, Jimmy O. I don't remember who that is, but
Jimmy
now
O gave us our, at that point, card. I think only a couple years on what curse words we'd said the most. And I think last episode we talked about like curse words we used the most and things like that.
Can I just say before we get to it, Jimmy O, thanks for sending all that stuff to our dad. Got me in a lot of fucking trouble, Jimmy O.
Cool, that is
when dad found out how much I cuss, I got in so much trouble, Jimmy O. I'm coming for you.
I do like, now I have an image too of like every time we cuss, Jimmy being like, and having to like go into like an abacus and like sliding one bead over to the right.
Dark, sticky abacus.
So at this point, Jimmy has gone through 443 episodes where he could find the transcripts from 2010 to 2024. So in 443 episodes, collectively.
Yeah.
9,811 swears.
Well, once we get to 10,000, Malcolm Gladwell says we'll finally be pretty good at it.
Yeah. Interestingly, there's been a shakeup in the rankings.
No freaking way.
I am no longer in that count, the cleanest brother.
Wow.
Is it me?
No, Griffin. No, God, no. Justin, 2,088. Travis, 2,282. Griffin, 4,952.
I gotta get right with Christ.
That's
there is
incredible,
no other way
Griffin,
to say it.
That is not. Okay, that's not a slight difference.
It's a doubling.
You know,
it's more than both of me and Justin put together.
What's wrong with you?
I am worried sometimes that the things I'm saying aren't gonna hit, and I do feel like sometimes putting a little bit of cursing in there is like putting an extra shot of espresso in it.
A little skewed humor.
It's not even skewed, Travis. It does nothing to change the perspective or content of the thoughts.
I'm a little worried, honestly, that my number is higher just from how much we've talked about Griffin's language on the show. Like, to discuss Griffin's language, I'm cautious about even participating.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get down in the gutter where his mind is.
Now,
mouth
scares me.
Jimmy does say, Justin, that you have the most variety in your swears.
Well, that's even, I almost did it just there. That's even worse for me. Because that means that I'm cussing a lot with the same ones. I'm guessing F is up there.
Well, Justin's the only one brave enough to say anal, escort, and cocksucker on the air.
Wait, so, escort, hold on.
Jimmy. Now, hold on.
Anal Jimmy? Anal Jimmy O?
Now, Griffin talks about escorts a lot, but I don't think of that as a profane act.
Yeah. I also call my proctologist my anal escort because he is the one who kind of guides me down that strange and winding path.
Griffin also doesn't know how to pronounce analgesic, and I don't know if there is some sort of AI thing in the works here that maybe is misinterpreted.
And I talk a lot about the just sort of insufferable escort missions from Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty a lot, and yet are these being counted against me, Jimmy O? Anal Jimmy O?
Yeah, I will say.
I'm going to have to see the dictionary you're plugging these into to get this sorted out.
Yeah.
Now,
this isn't, they would let you say anal and escort on Club Penguin. So I think it's probably okay on my brother and me, don't you think?
Now, for stock analysts, for market analysts.
Analysts.
Yeah. Surprising news, anus is on the rise 79% per year.
That's exciting information.
Anus is really expanding.
Weirdly, anal is down. Anus is up. So we're talking about it in the, what is that, present participle tense a lot more often these days, which
is
cool.
Let's get the witch hazel out. The anal's really expanding. We've got to bring it in. That's
so huge. Ass, okay, we've got some breakdown of the top three.
Yeah.
Ass,
yeah.
728 total.
Okay.
8% of Justin's swears are ass. 8% of Griffin's are ass. 5% of Travis.
Jimmy O, that's pretty deep intel, my friend. You've really crunched the numbers on this one, Jimmy O.
Now, interesting, a shocking, I would say, upset, shit, outpaced fuck.
No really? Way.
Yeah, shit, 3,610. Now, who do you think said shit the most?
I don't know. Probably me, just because it's just law of large numbers.
43% of Griffin's curse words are shit.
Yeah.
29% of Justin's swears are shit.
Yeah.
37%. So I outpaced Justin on shit.
That's cool.
Right behind Griffin. Now,
where
fuck.
Are we at on I'm still king of bastards, right?
I have to imagine.
I'm still riding high on Bastard Mountain, right?
I have to imagine. Fuck. 2,189.
Yeah.
21% of Justin swears are fuck. Interesting. Griffin and I, neck and neck, 24% of our swears. Now, Griffin is still, can't stress enough, almost 5,000, where I'm at like 2,000. So per capita, a lot more fucks for Griffin.
I'm king fuck of Bastard Mountain.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You guys are at, I would ask Jimmy. I think that these conversations should be excised.
Yeah, this is clinical.
Because I feel like
this doesn't count, Jimmy. We can't talk about this unless we use.
I'm allergic to bad science, Jimmy. Well, give me one moment. You see, James, this is a clinical discussion, and by inserting yourself into the data, you have compromised it.
So yes,
we are needing to quarantine off this fucking. Hot fucking jizz joint box fuck ass.
Wait, Jimmy's not listening.
Fuck.
I'm a real piss dick.
Travis,
crotch chop Jimmy O with us.
Hey, Jimmy,
what do you think about this?
It's starting to lose all meaning, the crotch chop, though, if I do it too much.
Are you kidding me? I never see a crotch chop out there. Whenever anyone I see hit anyone else with a crotch chop, it takes my breath away.
Especially, I love a lackadaisical crotch chop.
Walking around when I see someone bust out a while I am just like out in public, it's like the food critic scene in Ratatouille, just like the camera zooms into my face and I remember myself telling everybody
in ninth grade, I thought our band's drumline invented the crotch chop.
Yeah.
I thought that because I didn't watch wrestling, so I thought that we just had a really cool drum line that had the really vibe all their own.
The crotch chop is so cool for so many reasons. I think the best reason is because traditionally when you cross your arms X over something, you're saying like no to it. So the crotch chop would be like a sort of cool.
For TikTok, Griffin, can you demonstrate the cross shop? Because I feel like people don't know.
You can also,
what it is. You have to visibly.
Yeah, move the mic. Yeah, headphones off. Yeah,
that's better. Thank you. Yeah.
Boom. That's powerful. Whoa. He's doing it.
That's good. It's really good.
And what's great, hey, Griffin, can you get back on headphones for a second?
Just for the podcast.
So, Griffin, as you know, vampires are very popular. Can you go from like a vampire rising from the crypt to a crotch chop in one fluid kind of swing? Because I think that could be the next thing.
So it could be like.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think that could be a powerful new thing in vampire mythology.
There's so many wrestlers across the WWE and AEW who are flirting with being a vampire. And yeah. I really wish someone would finally just fucking do it.
It'd be cool if they did like a, just like wrestling, but they were monsters. Like,
I mean, there is Kaiju Big Battle. There are some folks fucking with that, but I would love to see that in the mainstream.
Universal, yeah. You're trying to get that Monsters Universe going.
Yeah.
Good crossover.
This is a wrestling idea for free.
Oh,
have
please.
They had one that is supposedly AI yet?
Oh, that's cool. Like their body.
They had a wrestler who's like, is AI. Like, is.
So, not
like
a robot.
No, is like, is. It just is powered completely by AI.
Oh, okay.
Like,
it's cool.
AI powered wrestler. Like, in.
Meet Dave? But that's
yeah,
a little
bit. Sure. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
Now, what would be great, Justin, is if they did that, but for the first like 20 or so matches, they kept just like walking aimlessly into like a turnstile, like turnbuckle, right? And like the ropes and everything. And it took the AI a while to figure out like how to wrestle, right? How to do it right.
Apparently there was a tag team, Bill Eady was Super Machine, and there's a giant machine dressed up like robots, giant machine played by, of course, Andre the Giant.
Ooh.
I bet that went down pretty smooth.
I would love that.
You're saying somewhere, is there an image of Andre the Giant dressed as a robot, or are we just like, are you keeping that to yourself, or where you at?
Well, I mean, let's go ahead and check it. No.
No, that's been wiped from the internet for being too hot for TV.
God damn it, AI. You're so fucking foolish all the time. I searched Andre the Giant.
Andre the Jobot dressed as a wrestler.
Andre the Giant robot wrestling. Fucking Google AI was like, while Andre the Giant never wrestled robots, he was a highly successful professional wrestler. Is that what you thought I was asking? Did Andre the Giant ever wrestle robots?
Child.
It sounds like AI got scared by the question and then, like, answered too fast and then was probably like, well, nobody wrestles robots. What the fuck am I talking about?
I'm dumb. Last data point. By the end of the 443 episodes, our average swearing went from 20 swears per ep to 22 swears per ep and counting.
That's just inflation.
That's true. That's just
we're going to see more about how much things cost. So that's inflation.
That's how inflation works.
That's how inflation
works. Read a book.
How would you guys feel about helping people?
That I'd love it. Justin?
I would love to. For me? Thanks.
I'm a fast-paced girl, and I love making plans with my friends.
Okay. Same.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
I love this book that you're writing, Justin, this teen fiction.
Yeah, sure.
About like a girl who turns into a car or is parked car. Anyways, go on.
Yes.
I'm a fast-paced girl, and I love making plans with my friends. Unfortunately, they're not always glued to their phone waiting on my every word. How long is it polite to wait for confirmation to plans before I reach out to another friend to see if they're free instead? Is there a polite way to say there's an extended time frame I need a response by? Probably not. Please help, brothers. That's from Impatient Indiana Inviter.
This gets me.
It gets me too. And I really love how much you just own it. My friends have to get on my fucking level if they want to get with me.
Yeah.
How quickly can I drop these fucking zeros?
The word chill is not in this question.
No,
but that's cool because you're like, this is me, this is us, and this is how I roll. Help me.
And there are times where time is of the essence.
Absolutely.
Right? Where like you have two tickets to a thing happening that day or something, right?
Yes.
And it's just like, I asked you, I haven't gotten an answer yet. Time is ticking, and you run the risk of asking someone else, and then person one comes back and they're like, I'd love to. And then you gotta be like, oh, you missed it.
Donald Faison is at this farmer's market.
Yes.
Get your ass down here. It looks like he's wrapping up. If you don't get a response to that in 60 seconds, first of all, you need to really consider whether or not that person is a true acquaintance or not.
And a true Faison fan.
A true Faison. And then
they should
also
have text notifications set up specifically for Faison.
Oh, you can disturb, you can break the do not disturb firewall if there's any kind of Faison encounter at all. Do not sweat it, guys. I will not
Let's
be cross.
Let's talk about the do not disturb firewall specifically in context with Clinton, Emil, McElroy.
That's an interesting one. And I can I say, I like this strategy a lot.
And I love my dad.
I love dad too. And this is, okay, so dad, it says, when you try to text dad, and it has been this way for a very, I'm just going to double check. Okay. When you try to text dad, it says dad has notifications silenced.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Like, always. And this is not, that's not that surprising.
No,
right?
No.
Because, okay, that's just whatever. I get it. That's a very visible symbol you're sending to the world. Dad insists that he doesn't know how it keeps happening.
This is the claim.
This is the thing.
And this is a man who routinely pretends to be bad at things that I know he has done. He's at least 10% not as bad as he appears to be.
This man has beaten the Elden Ring videotape. Like, he has solved more complex things. He programmed many VCRs in his day. He knows how to work it.
And phones only do certain things.
Yeah.
More than that, this man has handed me his phone and said, I don't know, Juice, it just keeps happening. And I'll see the do not disturb is turned on. Yeah. And I'll go into his phone
and
I'll turn it off.
A swipe and a tap literally all
takes.
And
there's a schedule.
Yeah.
To see that it's like turning, but no schedule, nothing like that. It's off. And then I'll go to text the man literally an hour later. Yeah, do not disturb is art. And it's not a glitch. He doesn't respond to text messages.
Yeah. The only possibility is that dad swipes up to do something else. And then he goes, I like the moon. And just hits the moon button.
Probably does get stoked.
Activate moon mode.
I like the moon. Yeah, man.
Lunar powered.
Yeah. Anti-gravity. Go.
So every time you text dad, you then have to push the button. It's like, notify him anyway.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I'm not going to play the game.
I kind of enjoy having your phone be sort of like a P.O. box that you can go and interact with other people at your leisure. And that is what is expected in society. That would
and
be dope.
You boys have a lot better grasp on interacting with human beings in a normal way than I do.
Bold of you to say, but please continue.
In this regard, how gauche would it be to group text people to say, I got one ticket, first come, first serve.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? Like,
private me off the chain, off thread.
Yes.
Right? But you have four tickets.
Okay.
Right? So you're creating urgency where there is no urgency.
That's not what I was doing,
great.
But yeah, man.
Sorry, Trav. I misunderstood. I thought we were lying.
Oh, no. But I'm just saying, I'm pitting people against each other for my love.
Right.
The other one would be to text with the phrase, this is a limited time offer at the end. And I don't know how you guys feel about that.
There should be, well, I guess this
while supplies last, maybe.
I know everybody's like wild about using these alternative messaging programs to coordinate war and stuff, but also like people are like, yeah, man, you can do it super secret so the thing disappears really fast. Is this why it is? Because then you can be like, hey, what's up? Head into the Donald Faison show. Got one ticket left. Are you in? 2 minutes.
Set Faison's to Stein.
That's the name of his one-man comedy show that he does. Are you fucking in? This message will self-destruct in 2 minutes.
That's an inner. Maybe we should normalize unsending messages a few minutes after you send them.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's like you get it. It's like, nope, I deleted it.
You didn't
should've
get that
it.
One.
I don't know what it said.
Yeah.
Weird.
If I said, hey, Justin, do you want to go to the fucking Faison show with me tonight? And then you stood there and looked at me silently for 2 minutes? Do you think that I'm going to continue to offer this social engagement?
Offer rescinded.
No.
This is also why we should, and listen, it's a bit of a throwback, but normalize valets who go to your friend's home with a silver platter with the invitation written on it, and then they bring back a response, you know, and you just get the card right there. One, jobs creator. That's number one. Two, a lot more silver trays moving about in the world. So that's production right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is going to be good for the economy in a lot of ways.
I feel uncomfortable when I DoorDash like some Pepto-Bismol because I'm afraid I won't be able to make it to the CVS and back in my condition. I'm so self-conscious about that. The idea that I would ever use a similar service so that someone could roll up to a friend's house and be like, hey, you can go and be on COD tonight. Griffin asks. He paid me $6 plus a $9 service fee to ask you, COD tonight?
I will say, though, man, jobs creator. The other day, that reminded me of a funny story. The other day, the girls and I took the girls to Lowe's. We needed some gardening stuff. And I got the girls those extra large lollipop things that they have at checkout.
Love then, those. Like later, the big spherical ones?
Yeah.
Or like,
the ones that are like wrapped, you know, that are like
the ones where they have flavors other than cotton candy and bubble gum, but what's the point?
Yeah,
but exactly. The flavors also slap ass. Why don't they make smaller lollipops taste that good?
It's the kind of lollipop where it's like no child could finish this in a day, let alone a single setting. Anyways.
It could finish a child, though, with what a huge choking hazard
One of my dogs, Lily, destroy one of those lollipops when my child wasn't looking. So I
good on your dog, man. That's an ambitious thing to take powerful.
And so I had to go back to Lowe's before my child discovered this to replace a lollipop. So what this looked like from a Lowe's perspective, because it was different checkout people. I walked in, walked straight to the checkout, got a single lollipop at Lowe's.
Did you say anything like a I'm just here for the pops.
Thank God self-checkout was open. Okay, but still, there's an attendant there. Scan the lollipop.
Sorry. Jobs remover.
Yeah.
Sorry, good. I just want to keep track. We've gotten rid of one.
Yeah, just math that we're having.
The woman who was the attendant did strike up a conversation with me about my purple hair as I was checking out a single blueberries and cream lollipop.
Travis, I don't feel like you're so far gone. I don't think you can appreciate how fucking stealth mode I am able to go at a Lowe's or a Home Depot. I have nothing to comment on.
I'm going to grow back out to regular hair color.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Is this breaking news?
Because I want to see. So it's getting pretty long now, and I can
see. You know we're recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We can do aesthetic updates here on the show.
I can see some gray in there, and I want to see what I'm rocking with. I'm excited to go gray.
Yeah.
And I'm
looking forward to some of those comments, Travis, starting to irk away from my direction, where every comment is mostly about my progress on my slow, inevitable march to the grave.
Yeah, you all know we read those comments like they look so old I can't even look at them.
Crypt keepers, what is this mean?
It makes me sad. They've aged. We're on the internet every fucking day. Look at us.
We are Truman showing ourselves. How are you not noticing these
Blame things? The algorithm if you don't see how we're aging, because we're laying it all out there.
Yeah, man. There ain't no hiding.
We are a shitty time lapse of most of a life. I hope. Jesus Christ, we can keep this thing going that long.
It's like Boyhood, but for old men.
It would be nice to have that sort of job security. My boss is a he/him dude in his mid-50s, and I, a she/her gal in her early 40s, keep twinning unintentionally. The accident is made more awkward by the fact that we don't like each other, and thus we avoid acknowledging the mistake. It's happened 3 times, and every time it's more embarrassing. Going forward, how can I avoid dressing like my boss? Please limit advice to solutions that do not involve me not directly addressing him. That's from Drab, dressed recurringly as boss. I want to thank you for the guardrails you've put on this from the word go. I appreciate
it. It's nice to have bumper bowling sometimes, you know what I mean?
It makes it easier.
I lost track of the double negative a little bit of please limit advice to solutions that do not involve me not directly addressing him.
I think there's an extra not in there.
Oh, okay.
She's not going to talk to her boss, period. That's out.
Okay. I thought she must talk to her boss. She's ready to really drag his ass down and is looking for some tips, some great shit to say. And we couldn't do that, so it's probably the other one.
Here's an, okay, listen, I know this isn't what you asked, and I normally don't do this, answer a question that wasn't asked, but who wore it better?
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? If you don't like your boss, and when you twin, you're outdoing your boss?
Yeah.
Is that so bad?
Yeah, I mean...
Because they'll feel threatened. You know how men are.
But you can't limit your own, like, style adventure based on the adventure of another. I don't think that that's fair to ask of anyone. I think that you might raise the boss up. That might be what the boss needs. Maybe the boss has reached the threshold of what he's able to do aesthetically. And he would actually appreciate someone to show him a new way, a new path. And maybe you'll get the big promotion you've been going for.
You know what we need to bring back and need to normalize? Reversible clothing.
Oh, man.
Right? A reversible jacket. I feel like that was a thing in the 80s where it's like you could turn the jacket inside out and now it's a different jacket.
Yeah. I'll tell you, kick ass. Reversible jacket, one side. Denim, some kind of fabric. But then you flip it, and then it's a rain. Then it's a rain jacket, and it's waterproof.
Oh shit!
One side outside is going to be like a khaki, a canvas, traditional outerwear sort of fabric. Inside that slippery, loud nylon shit that keeps you nice and dry.
So this is interesting because
we've moved away from the question now because I love this.
Yeah, this is a good garment because no matter what, you're uncomfortable. Like, you are either locking it all in, right? And you're like, if it's a look on a day where you don't need the rain slicked,
then it would be, sorry, I think you're confused. In that case, it would be in canvas mode. It would be in denim.
And you just have slippery, gross feeling moving against your body on the inside.
Moving against my shirt. I'm wearing a shirt under the jacket. I'm not
so
like.
So you need a third layer, a tearaway layer.
I'm sorry,
covers.
Travis, you're being an asshole right now because are you frequently leaving the house wearing only a jacket and no shirt underneath?
No, but I feel how the jacket moves against my shirt.
Or I'm wearing a short sleeve thing with a long sleeve jacket. So it can't be plastic on the inside, no.
It's not plastic. This is a nice sticky nylon. It's going to be a
It's like a soft, breathable, waterproof.
I was close, though. I think we can all agree I was close to something there. There's something there.
If it didn't rely on a non-existent fabric, like a sort of...
A comfortable raincoat fabric that feels good against your skin.
It dries instantly.
We are so far away from the office life.
I don't even know if I'm a Jim or Dwight anymore.
What about an accent piece?
Ooh.
That you make sort of like a recurring thing. That it doesn't even really matter what the rest of the look is doing because the
Riddler Kane from Batman and Robin.
Kane from Batman and Robin is a part of every look.
Yeah.
Plus, I think it'd be good to send a little depth charge down there, little sounding wave, little test experiment to see if your boss chomps that fucking steez.
Ooh.
It's important to know if you start wearing a fascinator to work. And you're like, let's fucking see. And the next day, the boss has like a little fascinator or fascinator adjacent thing.
You're
going to
wear
two
fascinators.
It's going to, we're going to be
in
an
arms race.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a scene.
It is. I mean, it is kind of a scene. If I see someone, if I see multiple people wearing multiple fascinators, that is a scene.
That's what I want to ask Messieurs Stump and Fallout Boys. Can't it be both a scene and an arms race? Think about it.
Yeah.
I work as a cashier at a grocery store, and there's a customer.
Should we go to
comes...
Money Zone? Should we go to Money Zone?
Griffin, if I thought we should go to the Money Zone, I would not have started another question.
Yeah, wow, shit. Okay.
So that is really, that's really passive aggressive of you.
I think, if anything, aggressive, but it wasn't.
Oh, that's true.
Just regular.
Yeah. Aggressive, passive.
Regular. Let's go to the Money Zone.
Okay.
All right.
Justin and Griffin, can we have a serious conversation for once?
Oh, thank God, yes.
You guys have no virtual online presence to speak of whatsoever.
Didn't we just certainly say the exact opposite of that?
Certainly like none that I am under any amount of control of.
Exactly. And I know you're afraid. I know you're afraid of the internet. I know you are. Because you're like, I don't know how to do it. I don't even know how to set up an internet. Right? First of all, it's called a website. It's not called an internet. Right? The internet is what you use to set up and how you get to things, Grandpa. But it's called a website. And with Squarespace,
What's a website?
Okay. Oh my God.
What's a website? Tell me now. Because you're over there. You're over there, Max fucking Headroom. Like, what's up, cyber cowboys? Yeah. You can't fuck
we're so
with me.
Stupid. We don't know
we're
about
such
it, Trap.
Dumbasses. So, what's a website, Trap? Tell me that.
Well, a website is like, you know how you're always putting up kind of like poster board signs on like lampposts and walls and stuff to tell people about what's going on in your life, or if you're selling things, or like to talk about stuff that you're into. You know? Yeah. So a website is like that, but it lives in the computer and other people with computers and phones and stuff can see it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That sounded right. I was just you were really riding us pretty hard there about
well,
how
Well, I'm a cyber jockey, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I gotta ride you analog dorks as hard as I can. And
you're gonna ride us analog dorks as hard as you can,
and
man?
Put you up wet?
I don't think that's accurate.
I'm just trying to juice my numbers.
Just trying to ride you as hard as you can and put you up wet?
Yeah, because I'm a cyber jockey and you
Travis,
guys...
I take it back. Maybe your social abilities are somehow deficient. And I think it's probably because of like how jacked into the web you are, it sounds like. That you've forgotten how things work out here.
It's been a long time since I've spent time in meat space.
I think that's probably, I mean, MeetSpace is fine. Squarespace is better.
I need to touch ass. Is that what they say?
You can touch ass.
Touch ass.
You can touch ass, you can touch grass, or you can touch gas. That last one, a lot of people don't.
Nobody touches for free.
Yeah. You can touch gas for free.
But with Squarespace, they give you everything you need to offer services and get paid all in one place. You analog nerds. So get paid on time with
lost the fucking plot completely, man.
Get paid on time with professional on-brand invoices, online payments, all that cool stuff. Streamline your workflow. It's all cool.
Yeah.
And they have a complete library of professionally designed and award-winning website templates. So head to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use offer code MYBROTHER, all one word, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This is what happens when we do the drive and we go 2 weeks without doing ads. I feel like it takes a bit of a run up again. You got to spin up that engine just a little bit. I do think we delivered a quality product to Squarespace, just like they deliver quality products to their users day in, day out.
That's right, Squarespace. You're welcome.
You're welcome. And thanks for sponsoring this rebuilding season here on My Brother and Me. We're focusing on the fundamentals right now.
Hey, it's John Moe from Depresh Mode. Every week on our show, we have honest, humane conversations with artists, entertainers, and experts about what it's like to live with an interesting mind. I just interviewed Gavin Rossdale from the band Bush. You might be wondering, what would a successful, handsome, popular musician know about mental health? Turns out, lots.
All the time, we're forced into happy situations, sad situations, challenging situations, happy, sad, challenging. And it just never ends. And why should it? You know, we're just the sum of all these journeys.
Check out Depression Mode with John Moe every Monday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you been looking for a new podcast all about nerdy pop culture? Well, I have just the thing for you. Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries.
Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries is a weekly pop culture history podcast hosted by me, host Alston.
And me, host Brenda. We've already tackled mysteries such as what happened to the puppets from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Is Snoopy Mexican? And why do people hate Barney so much?
From theme parks to cartoons to 80s, 90s, and 2000s nostalgia, we tackle it all.
Check us out every Tuesday on MaximumFun.org and wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah, man.
I want a munch squad. I want to munch squad. Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. And I wanted to tell you guys, first of all, we mentioned it on Clubhouse, but I wanted to say it here, that the VW3s at the mall did close.
Yeah. Sitting empty currently?
As far as I know, yes.
So you're saying it's available?
Saying there's an opportunity for an enterprising young wing fan. Yes, that's right. They left all the wings. So you are, you're going to need to do sort of a wing-based business.
It's going to stink like wings. So you may as well sell wings there, because you can't. Yeah. You can't have a dentist office there that stinks like buffalo wings. People are not going to come frequent that.
I'm excited to open my church / restaurant combination, wing and a prayer. Come on in.
Travis, can I tell you something? That idea is not only strong from a sort of like comedic gag standpoint, it's also strong from a like, anytime we left church as kids, I would have definitely gone for wings. For sure would have gone for wings.
This is what I'm saying. So why not combine the experience?
Yep.
The collection plate, that's right, it's a plate of wings.
It's a big plate of wings. I will say transubstantiation.
Jesus on was a
buffalo
chicken.
On a bone-in buffalo wing is a little too visceral for my taste.
That's part of it.
Okay.
It gets
yeah, man, we pretty, don't have to even get in there any deeper. Yeah. Oh, Justin just sent us a little multimedia.
Okay. All right, no, never mind. Don't click that link. I got it to work now. Hold on.
Okay, because I clicked it, and the scariest thing I've ever seen appear.
Yeah, it sucks.
Do you suffer from need? Do you struggle to decide which one of the many TVs playing March Madness and Buffalo Wild Wings to watch? Not anymore. Introducing the B-Dubs Vision Goggles, the perfect way to watch every single game at the same time. With its patent-pending Mirror Vision technology, you get a full 360 view. And with designer-inspired fashion aesthetics that rival the Baroque era of Paris, you'll be the coolest guy at Le Bar. And I'm so crazy, I'm practically giving them away. Let's go, sports bar.
So you can actually buy these March Madness vision goggles. First of all, can we just address the fact that if you are not seeing this in real time, this buffalo monster screaming, "Are you inflicted with need?" Is that what he said? Because that sounds like a Dark Souls character.
Yes, do you have need?
Yeah.
Ashen one, do you suffer from need?
Can we get the exact wording on that extremely...
You should see it.
At the very beginning, I want to hear his phrasing of,
Do you suffer from need?
Do you suffer from need is like, sounds like something you would hear at the like sleepaway camp cult. Like,
Ash Wanderer, do you suffer from need? Perhaps my cinders could provide some succor. You're stricken with desire. I can cure your desires right now. Abandon these foolish nonsense. Suck on this chicory root. let its pulsing vapors penetrate.
There are no needs within the great snake.
The buffalo sphere. That is, of course, unless my ears mistake me, that is J.P. Karliak. Best known for being the Boss Baby in the Boss Baby TV show.
Oh, is it? Because I was trying to narrow that down.
It took me several listens.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's J.P. Karliak. Possibly more than Hulk in the X-Men 97.
There were like 8 SNL cast members from the last decade I thought that could have been.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was trying to like hone in on which one. These glasses.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about that part of it.
Real things you can get?
I haven't been to the URL, so I don't know, man. I was kind of afraid to get on a list. You guys can go there if you want.
I actually saw a clip from this prior to this on, I believe, a TikTok or something similar. And immediately what I thought of was the bit in How I Met Your Mother when Ted goes to pick up wings from a restaurant and he's attempting to avoid seeing the outcome of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's... what I'm getting from this.
An extremely specific reference.
Indeed. But it looks stupid in both cases, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
So they really did sell it
Like, yeah, it is sold out now.
It's sold out now, but they sold something for no reason.
But it looks like duct taped together garbage.
Yeah, it looks like garbage that they were selling
It's goggles, and then they have attached to the straps a lot of maybe like small side view mirrors on a car, like six of them, so that you can watch all the games. If you can watch all the games at once, I think that the Buffalo Wild Wings is the worst imaginable restaurant to wear such a silly looking contraption. Because I do think that per capita, the number of people who would walk up to you and just scissor kick that thing right off your dork face is probably higher than the average restaurant.
I've adjusted your guys' view. Sorry,
yeah,
I've adjusted your view, guys. Griff, can you talk about some vital stats on this Buffalo Wild Wings national chain?
This
video.
This is, and I have to imagine this is running on a lot of collegiate basketball competitions.
Can you go top to bottom, please?
Yeah. So we're looking at, first of all, B-Dub's channel's got 27.2K subscribers. That's pretty good. 22 likes on this video, not the best, but we all have off ones. 4,800 views on this one that came out two weeks ago. And then it looks like two comments, one of which says, I want those goggles. And the other
one is the first comment that was made alongside the video's launch 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks, there were no comments because people went to comment on it and they looked at that comment. I want those goggles.
Nailed
and they
it.
Thought that sums it up. I actually don't need to add anything.
And then 4 hours ago, it looks like we have someone who says this made people leave the restaurant. They said the wings are too hot.
Boom.
Got it.
Roasted.
That's
only other comment on this.
There's nothing wrong with the private sector. we're doing great, darling, over here.
It's good.
We have lots of kick-ass jobs doing lots of amazing stuff for everyone.
It's all good stuff. That's the important thing. It's all good stuff. Some people, I think, get a little worked up about a lot of restaurants, I think, are worried about packaging and they're worried about the environmental footprint.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that I am very glad that B-Dubs had the foresight to make these trash goggles to put straight in the landfills.
Yeah.
I wish they had made more of them. It has nothing to do with Buffalo Wings.
It's not selling the food. It's not a commercial for food. And the garbage paraphernalia they're hawking doesn't even promise to improve your enjoyment of the food.
And yet.
I want those goggles.
And yet further, us three fucking saps, rubes, marks, patsies are here talking about it on our enormous.
God damn it, Griffin, you're right.
I hate to always play that card here on the Munch Squad, but BW3s did get, I mean, they done, they got us, they again. Got us again. Like they know what we like and we're like what we're all about. And so
I need everyone there. I need everyone to go to that video and comment, I also want those goggles. Bring those goggles back.
Sell those goggles
some more.
Just turn it into a My Brother, Me chat room. There's no one watching. You can go to the video. It's got, I don't know, hopefully more views by this point.
The amount of engagement you're going to give that is going to save someone's job.
Yeah.
Probably legit.
Listen, what am I going to do if another one shuts down?
No, they'll have to open BW4s. Did we all wear red? We didn't communicate beforehand. We're all in a color palette.
There's like seven colors, man. Statistically, we were going to match up someday. You know what I mean?
I have a question. My partner and I have seen many clips from WWE on Instagram. We genuinely think it seems hilarious and we should watch the show for real. However, we have no clue how and where to start. In your opinion, how should we start watching professional wrestling? That's from Wistfully Wondering About Wrestling in Ontario.
Okay, this is great because I think Justin and I can kind of act as audience surrogate here to ask Griffin, do they have like seasons, Griffin?
Seasons of hitting.
Yeah. I'm the wrongest guy to ask this question.
Well, you're the rightest one on this show.
I know that much, but I do want to stress this by saying I'm the wrongest imaginable dude to ask this question. I fell off wrestling pretty hard, pretty much right when we had the second kid. pretty much that was, it turns out like the amount of time you have to invest in wrestling to follow it is exactly 1 second kid's worth. Not okay. 1 first kid's worth. That's a little bit bigger of a commitment, although there is a multiplicative sort of exponential effect when you start tossing more kids on the pile there. So that's, I'm well outside of it. The honest, probably best answer is probably just like start looking at TikTok, like wrestling TikTok. I bet it's out there.
Okay, you say that, but I occasionally get served up some hot wrestling TikToks. Yeah. And I've seen that Mr. Cena has recently made a big character change.
Mr. Cena, again, this is something I've absorbed from clips on TikTok. I did not see this happen live. It does sound like a very exciting idea, but Mr. Dwayne Johnson did hypnotize The Rock to turn him evil. As far as I can tell...
No, sorry.
Hold on, say that again.
He hypnotized Mr. Cena.
Oh, sorry. Mr. The Rock Dwayne Johnson did hypnotize John Cena to turn him evil, to make him evil.
Can we talk about the alternate view of the Dwayne Johnson hypnotized The Rock
in like a Jekyll and Hyde kind of situation?
That would be like way cooler. Anyway, go ahead.
So what I'm asking, Griffin, is do you think I need to start back at the beginning of Mr. Cena's career and track through?
That's not important. Pretty much you can just watch that one episode of SmackDown, and I bet you're going to be okay. Gang, the shows are called Raw and SmackDown. It ain't Severance. You don't got to watch a bunch of supplemental shit online to like find out, like, here's the deeper meaning between John Cena being activated Manchurian Candidate style to attack Mr. Rhodes, his best pal, I guess. You really don't need all that shit. You need to see 40 seconds of someone on TikTok saying, check this out.
I want to challenge you on that, Griffin.
Okay.
Because what you just
said. To a wrestling match?
No. What you just said a couple minutes ago is that the time required to keep up with wrestling is commensurate with that of caring for a small child. So either we do need the context to enjoy the product or we don't. And I'm asking you, sounds like if the advice is just watch the show and enjoy it, it sounds like you yourself could be just watching the show and enjoying it.
But it is a difference between saying, I got this podcast for you called My Brother and My Brother and Me. It's a million fucking episodes. And someone being like, how do I get into it? How do I get into it? And you say, I don't know, man, probably just watch a best of compilation, get on YouTube, find some of their biggest clips. That takes 10 minutes. Listening to the entirety of our podcast is, you can't do it. You'll die. You'd be dead by the end.
Yeah, don't do
just
it.
Just from time
There's
and aging.
There's so many curse words,
and so I could update myself on the present status of just the WWE universe in a good 20 to 30 minutes of cursory Googling, but then I would have to watch the 8 to 9 hours of wrestling content released every single week in order to consider myself sort of literate in the space.
Okay.
That's not even factoring in AEW, which has also, of course, a lot of extremely exciting stuff.
And delicious root beer and hot dogs.
Yeah, they do. I mean, that's a joke, but they definitely probably do sell root beer and hot dogs to most wrestle goers.
And to wrestlers. They make them pay for their own hot dogs, which I think is really fucked up.
Now, the anatomy of a wrestling match is 70% panting. And I can't blame him for that.
Panting.
Oh. 70% panting. If you're doing it right, you're getting about 3/4 panting, and then about 20% setup, and then 5% people, you know, flipping through the air and stomping and punching and hitting and kicking. And catching a highlight of those is the best way to consume one of those matches, because the panting, with rare exception, is not the highlight of the
event. It's not story-driven panting?
No, it's biologically driven panting.
Okay.
It hurts to do this stuff, and it gets you tired.
As a casual fan of wrestling, by which I mean, you know, sometimes I've watched
the
it,
idea
sometimes
is
I
neat.
Haven't.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just like seems neat.
Wouldn't I've kick it out of bed for eating crackers.
Yeah. I've been to wrestling events in person.
Yeah,
before.
Always
casual
great.
Fan of wrestling. Yeah, but you know, saw Brutus the Barber Beefcake live.
Yeah, I've seen it. You know. I've seen Jake the Snake Roberts live.
We've met Jake the Snake Roberts in person. Like, I don't want
to.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk. We don't have to drop names. But when the name is as fun as Jake the Snake Roberts, you know I'm going to be dropping it.
I one time saw Sergeant Slaughter in the Best Buy that I work at.
Yeah.
Sorry, Juice, was there an ending to that sort of thought?
There was initially, Griffin, but I kind of vamped too much and forgot it.
Yeah.
Curse of old age, I guess, man.
No, but also, I mean, that
it's
is...
so sad. I can't even listen to them anymore without knowing how old they are.
That is, though, just in a statement on wrestling, too, because that happens on that in that great octagon, half octagon, all the time, doesn't it? If someone getting up there and it's just like, I'm going to stomp your ass so
Did
hard.
Did you just describe a square as a half octagon?
I'm going to stomp your ass so hard, I'm going to take you back to the town you grew up in. My name is Dr. Dirt, and I'm going to fuck you up tonight because of what you did to my wife. Fuck, man, it's been a long time.
As a casual fan of wrestling,
yeah.
I really like it when the wrestling happens with some sort of extra flair.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, especially like when there's a cage.
Oh. Yeah.
Or death is part of it.
Part of it. Well, death or being killed is like a thing that
yes.
might happen. Yeah.
I like about the cage too, it makes me feel safe as the fan knowing that the wrestlers are contained.
Can't get out.
The risk of the wrestling spilling over into the audience or my home even is very reduced.
Yes.
That the violence and the wrestling is contained.
When I would see Dean Ambrose do an extreme cage match, I would think that man who is just a lunatic for denim jeans is not going to come out and hurt me or try to take
he
my jeans away.
He can't get me.
He can't get my jeans away from me now. He is incarcerated and yes. also about to get his ass stomped by Bray Wyatt, and it's going to be great to see.
One other thing that I did want to ask about wrestling as a casual fan of wrestling. Griffin,
yeah, go ahead, Juice.
It does seem a little bit unnerving that I could spend a lot of time learning about a wrestler and it could just turn out that I should never know or speak of them ever again.
Mm-hmm.
It seems
That'll
like a
happen.
Lot of wrestlers do get memory hold in a way where it's like, not only was that time wasted, it would be better if I didn't know of them just yeah. because I might accidentally mention mm-hmm. them
the
when
great
I'm trying to
thing,
talk about someone else.
But the great thing, Juice, is that is only true of wrestling and no other art form or performance whatsoever.
It might be a little more true in wrestling if we ran the numbers, right, Griff?
Like, I don't know. Let's get Jimmy O on it. Jimmy O.
Jimmy O.
Jimmy O. We need a catalog canceled of wrestlers. Canceled problematic people.
In wrestling.
As compared to all other fields.
And I want to see different columns for AEW and WWE, please. In fact,
yeah,
if you could split
like
it up between the Raw and SmackDown rosters, that would be probably the most helpful data points for us.
And we're not going to pay you for this.
Jimmy, no.
So important.
Jimmy, no.
Don't do it, Jimmy.
I support art and artists, but this is just math, Jimmy O.
That ain't art.
That's
not art.
Math, Jimmy O.
I mean, listen, Griffin can figure out that a square is half an octagon. Math ain't
Why
art, buddy.
Why should I pay someone to do math for me? I'm clearly pretty good at it. I knew I would reach a point where my son would bring home math homework too difficult for me to fucking hang with. I thought I would get a little bit farther than the second grade. I thought I would hit third, fourth. As soon as I saw that long division line, I was like, hello, you old fucker. Remember me? Because I don't to you.
I've become instantly unhelpful saying, like, listen, kid, if I don't know how to do this, you don't need it. Like, you will not let me use this again.
The problem I find with having...
I don't know how to break it to you, because it's like, if you don't know, I don't know it, so clearly you don't need it to
yeah,
be
yeah.
a happy, well-adjusted adult.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know.
The problem I have with helping BB with math homework is so much of it is just stuff I have, like, kind of memorized.
Yeah.
Right? That when I look at those numbers, I know the
Too
answer.
Good at math.
But
Too
then it, math. When it's like, I'm supposed to tell her how to do it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, yeah, you just need to look at it and know that the answer is 4.
That's
yeah.
Too good at math.
I was a National Merit Scholar, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I want to say, and I feel like I don't say this enough when we talk about wrestling, if you're a huge wrestling stan and you do spend 9 hours a week watching all that programming, I support you immensely. I watch probably more than that in hockey, and that isn't even fun. Like, there's not even, like, fun costumes
no.
and, like, the threat yeah. of killing. Or
I spend more time than that on hobbies that I actively think are embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I spend about 9 hours a week accidentally watching a lot of Paw Patrol and like Shimmer. If you want to know
it's
about
just
the
like
storylines,
screen like
yeah.
Shimmer and Shine on the screen. Yeah,
if you
sure.
want to know about the storylines in like construction pubs or whatever, you just ask me.
Hit up Trav.
That one's not real.
Juice, hey, thank you so low, dude.
sort of lean back, relaxing, because I'm saying, hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I'll also remind you, Griffin, even though I've had to remind you a few times lately, this isn't for them.
Yeah. I want to say, I want to say
the commentary. Yeah, thank
you. I want to say thank you to everybody who supported us in the Max Fun Drive.
Oh, yeah.
It was wonderful. Filled us with all the positive, good, grateful feelings. Thank you.
What's
now, Justin, you're teasing us to make us comment
on
it.
Guys, I just put my finger in my mouth.
He's sucking on his finger.
But you put your finger in your mouth to see if we were. But you were seeing if we were comment.
There's no
Gerund.
You were
making a bit out of
it. It's just in my mouth.
Yeah.
And it's not for them. It's irrelevant.
If they do clip this juice, you're going to look crazy, dog.
Okay. Hey.
Justin's eating his fist. We got to hurry through this, man. Thank you so much to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a powerful track of authentic friendship
and power and love.
Montaigne's got some new tunes that I'm very excited about. So support them.
I'm excited.
Where you can.
I'm excited because we're coming to Richmond, Virginia with a My Brother and Me, Charlotte, North Carolina with an Adventure Zone, and Raleigh, North Carolina with a My Brother and Me this week.
Yeah, baby. Whoa.
If you have questions you want answered or a Faster Than Fear you want read aloud, you can email it to mbmbam@maximumfun.org and put which city you're going to be at in the subject line. Later, we're coming to Michigan, Minnesota, and Ohio, so make sure you check that out too. All the Taz shows are going to be Taz versus. This one this week is Taz versus Hamlet.
Very excited for that.
Check that out. Get your tickets now, bit.ly/macrotours. We also have a bunch of new merch, including a Miggy Spinner pin and Ether C dice.
The Ether C dice are so dope. They are definitely going to be my new to-go rolling buddies. Those were designed by Evelyn. Thank you so much, Evelyn Workshop on Instagram. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to the National Immigration Project, which litigates, advocates, educates, and builds bridges across movements to ensure that those who are impacted by our immigration and criminal legal systems are uplifted and supported. Once again, that is all at macroymerch.com.
Justin, do you want to do the Faster Than Fear this week?
Yes.
Okay, please do.
I believe I can do that for you. This year, I want to be faster than my fear of the thumbs from Spy Kids.
Absolutely.
100%.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy. Fuck Floop. Fuck Floop for bringing these things into the world.
This is my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.